Welcome back. In this lesson, we're polishing an edit for Old School Rave Pressure in Ableton Live 12, and the vibe here is simple. We're not building a whole new drop from scratch. We're taking an existing DNB loop, break, bass phrase, or 8-bar idea, and turning it into something that feels urgent, raw, and ready to hit a dance floor hard. Think of this stage as the edit polish stage. The main groove is already working, but now we're sharpening it. We're tightening the drums, making the bass answer the break more clearly, and adding just enough rave tension to make the section feel alive without cluttering it up. In drum and bass, that matters a lot. A good edit can be the difference between a loop that just runs and a section that really drives the room. If you're working in jungle, rollers, darker DNB, or rave-leaning neuro, this is where you make the track feel like it's moving forward with intention. So the goal today is a polished 8-bar or 16-bar edit with old-school pressure, clear drum and bass separation, strong phrasing, a bit of grit, and a structure that still makes sense in a DJ mix. Let's start by choosing the exact section you want to work on. In arrangement view, isolate an 8-bar or 16-bar part that needs more energy. Ask yourself what job this edit is doing. Is it a drop variation? Is it a pre-drop builder? Is it a mid-track switch-up? Or is it something that helps a DJ transition cleanly? For old-school rave pressure, the edit should usually do two things at once. It should keep the groove recognizable, but also add enough disruption that it feels like the track is opening up. That push and pull is the whole game. Our really useful habit here is to think in 4-bar boundaries. Put markers in place, listen across the phrase, and decide where the energy rises and where it resets. 4-bar phrasing is huge in DNB, because it keeps the section mixable and gives the listener a sense of momentum. Now, before you touch the bass, tighten the drums first. If the drum edit isn't strong, everything else feels flat. If you're using a break, duplicate it to a new track and start chopping. You can slice on transients or manually cut the audio in arrangement view. Use clip fade so you don't get clicks, and keep the strongest snare hits landing on obvious phrase points. That snare anchor is important. It's what gives the edit its spine. If you want a more hands-on workflow, you can load the break into simpler and trigger slices from there, or build a hybrid kit in drum rack. Beat repeat can be useful too, but keep it subtle. We're not trying to smear the groove. We're just adding little bursts of movement where they count. For the drum bus, a little glue compressor goes a long way. A ratio around 2:1, just a couple of dB of gain reduction, and a medium attack and release is often enough to make the drums feel glued without flattening them. EQ8 can clean up mud too. High pass non-bass percussion, and if the break feels boxy, make a small cut somewhere around the low mids. A really important old-school move is letting the snare feel slightly later swung. If the groove wants that dance floor drag, don't over-quantize everything into a grid so tight it kills the feel. A tiny bit of human drift can make the break feel much more alive, as long as the main snare anchors stay solid. Now let's build the bass phrase around the drum gaps, not on top of them. This is a big one. Don't just make the bass loud. Make it speak in response to the drums. In DNB edits, bass works best when it leaves room for the snare and the break to tail. Use short stabs, offbeat answers, or held notes that create tension into the next hit. If you're using a res or mid-bass, consider duplicating the track into a main version and an edit version. Then use auto-filter to shape the movement, and saturator or overdrive to add harmonic density. Keep the sub separate if you can. That makes the whole thing much easier to control. Operator or wave eatable are great stock starting points for a restyle bass. Add saturator with a few dB of drive, maybe +3 to +5, and keep soft clip on if you want extra grit without wrecking the low end. Auto filter can do a slow low pass or band pass sweep, but don't overdo the resonance. You want movement, not whistling. A nice phrasing trick in DNB is to let the bass answer every second snare for the first 4 bars, then increase the density in bars 5 to 8. That creates a natural lift without needing some giant, dramatic fill. From there, turn the edit into call and response. Old school rave pressure is all about contrast. The drums say one thing, and the bass says another. That contrast creates tension. A simple structure can work really well here. Bars 1 and 2 establish the groove. Bars 3 and 4 bring in a bass counter phrase or a snare pickup. Bars 5 and 6 add a fill, a reverse, or a filter move. Bars 7 and 8 push into the payoff. You can do a lot with very little. Copy the bass clip and change only the final note rhythm. Automate filter cutoff or wave-eatable position. Add delay throws on selected percussion hits. Use reverb sends only on a few key stabs or snare accents. And here's the important part. Keep the call and response simple. If every gap gets answered, the edit starts to feel busy instead of powerful. In DNB, restraint is often what makes the section hit harder. Now let's add a few rave-styled accents with stock Ableton devices. You do not need a massive synth stack for this. A few sharply placed accents can do more than a wall of sound. Try a short chord stab with chord, or chop a vocal or synth hit in simpler. Echo is perfect for quick throws at the end of phrases, and a short reverb decay can give you that warehouse slap without washing everything out. Redux and frequency shifter can add a gritty, slightly wrong kind of texture, which is very useful for old-school energy. Just use these effects sparingly. One stab every 2 or 4 bars is often enough. Maybe a short reverse swell into the snare. Maybe one impact under a bass reset. Maybe a noise riser that only opens up in the last half bar. This is where the edit becomes memorable. You're not filling space. You're creating momentary chaos that snaps back into the groove. Next, shape the low end so it stays brutal but readable. This is where a lot of intermediate producers either overdo it or underdo it. Old school pressure only works if the sub is disciplined. Split the low end into 2 jobs. The sub should be pure, mono, and stable. The mid-bass should carry movement, character, and stereo interest above the fundamentals. Use utility to mono the sub region if needed. Use EQ8 to high-pass the mid layers. If the bass needs more bite, saturator or roar can help. And if the stereo width is getting too wide before the drop, narrow it. Big low-end width sounds exciting in solo, but in a real DNB system it can weaken the impact. A good practical rule is to keep the sub mostly in mono and let width live above roughly 120 Hz. Check the bass against the kick in context, not just in solo, and leave headroom on the master. We're polishing the edit, not chasing loudness. Now we get to one of the biggest differences between a loop and a real edit: automation. Small automation moves across 4 or 8 bars can make the section feel like it's breathing under tension. Automate auto-filter cutoff on bass or stab layers. Send a little more into reverb or delay at phrase endings. Nudge the drum bus saturation slightly higher in the second half of the edit. Brighten a texture layer with EQ if you need more lift. Even a subtle utility gain move can help create a pre-drop sense of pressure. A strong DNB automation idea is to open the bass filter by just 10 to 20% over 4 bars. Add a short delay throw on the final snare of bar 4 or bar 8. Increase distortion or saturation slightly in the last 2 bars, but keep it musical. If everything moves all the time, nothing lands. The best old-school edits often feel like the track is breathing, not performing. Finally, make sure the section still works for a DJ mix. Clean ends, readable bars, and enough space for another track to come in. The last hit should resolve clearly. Don't drown the final bar in reverb unless that's the exact effect you want. If the next section needs impact, give it some room. On the incoming edge, use a reverse cymbal, snare pickup, or sub pickup. Keep the first beat of the next phrase obvious. If you're aiming for a double drop feel, preserve clarity in both tracks so the drums don't turn to mush. This is a good moment to consolidate and bounce. Check your warp markers if you've been working with audio, zoom in on the transients, and once the MIDI is locked, commit the section to auto. Edits often get better when you stop endlessly tweaking notes and start judging the actual impact of the phrase as one object. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overfill the edit with too many layers. Don't let the sub fight the kick. Don't make the low end too wide. Don't drown old-school elements in reverb. And don't forget phrase contrast. If the second half of the edit doesn't feel more urgent than the first, it's probably not finished yet. One really useful teacher move here is to think in contrast, not complexity. If the edit is already busy, simplify something so something else can hit harder. And if you're unsure whether an element is actually helping, bounce the phrase to audio and listen back like a single performance. That makes the impact much easier to judge. For a quick practice run, try building a focused 8-bar edit from an existing DNB loop at around 170 to 176 BPM. Keep the drum loop intact. Add just 2 or 3 break chops, make the bass phrase play on bars 1, 3, 5, and 7, place a short rave stab on the offbeat of bar 4 and bar 8, automate a little filter opening across the last 4 bars, and add 1 delay throw on the final snare, then glue the drum bus lightly and check it in mono. If the second half feels more urgent than the first without adding a bunch of extra layers, you're on the right track. So to wrap up, polish the drums first, make the bass answer the break, use automation and short accents to build tension, keep the sub mono and disciplined, and let your 4-bar and 8-bar arcs do the heavy lifting. If the edit feels urgent, readable, and heavy without being crowded, you've absolutely nailed that old-school rave pressure.